Hey, Toons.
What's up, man?
How many old people in your neighborhood got one of these?
What's that?
I've fallen, and I can't get up. Get up.
We're sending help immediately, Mrs. Fletcher.
Dear Mr. Chief of Police, excuse my handwriting, but try to understand that I wrote this with a broken hand. I'm just one out of many from the inner city who's been a victim of unseen police brutality. Beaten with a billy club until I became numb. Pistol with bruises on my face from a handgun. They said that I was speeding, going over the limit. But when they pulled me over, man, they never gave me a ticket. They just said I better stick both of my hands up. My window real slow, I beat one dead Negro. But I was used to the routine. I moved at a slow pace, cause I don't wanna be a mistake. But that's when your boys got the tripping on me. Put me in my car and it both started kicking on me. I ain't no punch a bag, man. My name ain't Grady. I'm ready for a cop to be beating me anytime that he's ready. So I drop to my knees and I cover my head tight. But that's when he busts me in the neck with a flashlight. But still I stayed calm and took the pain. Picturing my ancestors going through the same thing. But then I started thinking about the brother from Altadena. Who was to say I was the next on the agenda? So I got a flip, hurdle, hit the corner with flashbacks of Hitler chasing Jesse Owens. But when I woke up, another black and a white room paralyzed, weighs down from a bullet wound. And now I'm being charged for resisting arrest. But it was either catch a bullet or be beaten to death. Now for the rest of my life, I got tubes connected to my lungs. Just because your boys wanted to have fun. So here's a complaint to let the whole world know. This is what goes on behind closed doors.
Streets after five long hard years. I did my time on concrete and still tears. Nope, it wasn't the crime of the century. And nope, I didn't enjoy the penitentiary. But that was in the past, now I'm back on the pavement. With 2 years to go on full probation. It feels kinda good not to carry a shame. I got $500 on my way to the bank. Uh-oh, here come a black and white. I'm gonna get jacked tonight. And it's officer all white. The same crooked cop from a long time ago. Who planted an ounce in my homie El Camino. With a smile on his face, he said, welcome back, nigga. Had his partner on the side with his finger on the trigger. I knew the routine, so I assumed the position. Tried to search it through my pockets like he was on a mission. Yo, came up with my knock, said, look what I got. I said, that's money that I made in the metal shop. As he put it in his pocket, said, in the conversation. And you better start walking or face a violation. I looked him in the eyes and knew he was a punk. Another sissy with a badge just trying to front. I told him, take off your gun and we could go some. And if you're in front of the show, that you can have our funds. He didn't hesitate to do the first watch. But quickly I ducked and went straight for the nuts. With a left, right,
left, right, left. God damn. Did you knock him out?
Yep. And that's when his partner put his gun in my side and said, get in the trunk, punk, we're going for a ride. They took me to a hood that my hood was fueled with. Locals in the park drinking 40s and kicking it. Chilling, getting wet, waiting for a victim. They let me out the trunk and said, sick. That's how the story goes. What? In a rat hole, cause I'm a second class citizen. What? Behind closed doors.
The policemen are your friends. They're here to protect and serve. But if you're black, you better not talk back. Cause if you do, then you will get burned. The policemen are your friends. They're here to protect and serve. But as long as you're white, then you're all right. And you won't get beat to the curb.
Hanging at the crack house, slanging my gay, yo. I'm making about a $20,000 a day or so. But here comes Johnny the Narco, the neighborhood cop from around the block. Hoping that he could pop in my spot, but wait a minute, he's solo. Oh no, something smelling fishy, y'all, cause that ain't like 5-0. I wonder what's up. I see him slowly stepping out of his ride. Now he's calling me off to the side. I'm peeping off the corners for backup, cause nowadays smokers be snitching on niggas and setting them up. But it was far from a setup, it was more like a proposition made for me to stay in my business. A little side money for the dirty cops to keep the fence off my back while I'm flanking my rocks. I should have listened to my homies and told them to go to hell and took a chance on getting busted going to jail. But instead I got the paying the cops off weekly until they took advantage and started getting greedy. That's when I told them that I was stepping, I was just a memory from the past
and they could kiss my ass.
But that's when they started blackmailing me, yelling and telling me, you black chicks will be sorry. So later that night when I was at home asleep, somebody kicked in my door when they yelled out, freeze, freeze.
This time, the suspected drug dealer spotted the crash officers before they hit the front door.